Australia's reached an agreement with two of its neighbors today that will allow more than 400 people stranded on a container ship in the Indian Ocean to reach dry land. The asylum seekers spent this past week on the Tampa, hoping to be granted refugee status in Australia. Today's agreement means that New Zealand will now take some of the people on board. The rest will go to the Pacific island nation of Nauru, about 4,500 miles east of Australia. Joining us now from Melbourne is reporter Lindsay Arkley. Mr. Arkley, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure, Scott.
These are Afghan refugees we're talking about. How did they wind up on a sinking ship in international waters off the coast of Australia?
Well, we believe that they had left from a port in somewhere in the south of Indonesia, and that they were heading for Australia when they got into trouble.
Do we understand much about what they faced back home, if they are political refugees in the sense that's accepted by international organizations?
We don't know anything really about these particular people. All we do know is that the previous loads of people who have arrived from Afghanistan and claimed asylum in Australia, the vast majority of them have been successful in terms of claiming discrimination if they were sent back home.
There's been an injunction that a group of human rights lawyers were able to receive?
That's right. There's a group of Australian human rights lawyers say that these people should be treated the same as any other asylum seekers who arrive in Australian waters or on the Australian coastline, and they should be allowed ashore. They should be allowed to put in their applications for asylum and have them processed in any other way, the same as any other asylum seekers. And that the court has issued an injunction preventing that agreement going ahead that would take them out of Australia.
Can you tell so far today how the Australian public is receiving news of this agreement?
Certainly the Australian government's stand on trying to stop this lot of people coming in has been, it must be said, quite popular. But there's been increasing concern expressed, particularly by the present government, about the rise in the number of people arriving by boat from Indonesia generally. The government has said that it's time to put a stop to that, and hence when this latest boatload of people arrived in Australian or near Australian waters, they've taken this action.
Mr. Arkley, do we know much about conditions on the ship? The Australian Special Forces, I don't want to say stormed the boat, but they certainly were an unarmed group, so they came ashore, but they brought, we know, relief, medical supplies, presumably some food.
Yes, they have been providing food and medical water and medical supplies to the ship, but the only person, non-Australian, independent person who has gone onto the ship has been the ambassador of Norway, and he reported that conditions were still pretty miserable, especially in sanitation, and obviously it's pretty unpleasant. It's a ship designed to be carrying containers, not people.
Of the 400 people, Afghani refugees who were there, do we know how it breaks down according to men, women, children?
According to the New Zealand Prime Minister, who's been closely involved in the discussions about what to do about these people, there are 45 women and 22 children, mm-hmm. and the rest are all single men. But she says that the women and children are likely to be among the ones that New Zealand will eventually accept if they're judged to be genuine refugees.
Mr. Arkley, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Reporter Lindsay Arkley speaking from Melbourne.